So tell me, talk me through it. I walk into a shipping container, I take my seat, and what happens? It goes dark, and do I hear things?
Yes. Or? So you go inside, and we have all the little bits of pieces of the boring bits of getting on a plane. When you go inside, you are given a ticket and you are assigned a seat. If you're sat in the middle seat and somebody needs to sit at the window, you suddenly have to get up and do that whole maroon roll of getting to your seat. Once you're inside, the lights go out and completely dark, and it's that dark you can't even see your eye, the hands in front of your face. From there, the story begins, and you get thrown into two different universes, and the theme behind the show is quantum mechanics and multiple universe theory. And it's all about different versions of you making very different decisions. And we took that idea and put it on, and set it on a plane.
So it's like a sliding doors.
Yeah, sliding
type
doors.
Scenario.
Yeah.
Does the plane crash every time? Like, does it depend?
I mean, I couldn't give that away. But it's very interesting, the responses we've had. There's some of the responses that we didn't even think about because of the idea of in one world something very differently happened. A lot of people have had thoughts and some people came out a little bit happy and upset that they thought about their loved ones who'd already passed away, but maybe in another place they were still alive. Some people just generally found it terrifying and really struggled to get through it. And other people find it soothing as well to be in complete darkness. So it's across, I would say, there are people who want to just be terrified, but also as well people who want to be in a complete kind of sensory deprivation environment. And with the sounds and the way the creative team have recorded the show, even though you are firmly on the ground in South Bank, you do feel like you're 33,000 feet in the air.